Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Good afternoon, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. I say good afternoon because that's what it is in my part of the world here in the Pacific Northwest. For those of you in other parts of the country, I know it might be evening, but regardless, I'm so delighted you're able to join me today. I'm Donna Sebo, and I will be spending this next hour with you. I want to encourage you to have a pad of paper and a pen handy because we always have so many wonderful things to share with you, so you want to have that available. So if you want to make some notes, you'll have that right there at your fingertips. Now, we are going to be going to the phone line, and we have a wonderful guest, Ruth King. She's written a fascinating book called The Ugly Truth About Small Business. Now, when you hear that title, you may say, oh, Jesus, this Donna, this is negative stuff. No, it isn't. What she wanted to do was to share 50 things that can go wrong with a business, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you are saying, I've got to go out there, I've got to do my thing. Well, she shares stories with you about other people who have walked the walk of entrepreneurship, including herself. They've survived it? Yes, some no. We're going to welcome Ruth. Ruth, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thanks for having me, Don. I really appreciate it.
Well, your book intrigued me. The title intrigued me, and I thought, well, who's going to want to write about the ugly stuff? We always, you know, promote how wonderful it is to be in business for yourself. And then we decide we're going to do it. Why did you decide to become an entrepreneur?
I think I had it from the time I was a little kid. I was always selling things and doing things that were generating money for me when I was young. And as a result of it, I started my first business actually when I was 23, my first real business when I was 23. And that business is still around today, and I've just had the entrepreneurial bug, and I do it through teaching. I love to teach, and this is the best way I know of to teach is through writing and starting businesses and doing what we're doing.
Now, you have your own particular story, and when I read the one sentence that about you and your business experience, and that it took you several years to climb out of a $700,000 hole. Mm-hmm. I could just feel the pit in my stomach going loop, 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 because that's a lot of dollars. Tell us your personal story, Ruth. What happened to you?
Well, when we started this business, I had a $1.6 million contract and $800,000 investment on top of the $700,000 that I had invested, and a partner, and we got a phone call one day and said, we're not doing this, contract's canceled.
Oh.
So in one day, I lost $1.6 million and $800,000 of investment that was supposed to be on top of it, and I managed to start up the company anyway. I used the last $25,000 on my credit cards, and we built the first internet television broadcast station and started up on March 13th of 2002, and it's doing well.
You know, when you talk about numbers, $1.6 million, $800,000 in investment capital, the bottom falling out, people will have images of the depression, that, gee whiz, this is the equivalent of guys jumping out of windows. But you didn't do that.
No, my father had always told me when something went wrong, he always used to say, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, right after I got that phone call, I was in shock, and I went outside away from everybody who were the employees at that point, and I found a little space, and I just cried my eyes out. And my father's voice kept saying, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of it, you know, it was really, really hard. It was the worst day of my life. And since that day, and we started, and we're doing well, and I knew that other people had gone through similar experiences, and that's what the book, The Ugly Truth About Business, is all about. It's 50 stories of people who've gone through, some worse than mine. I had one person who lost 134 employees in one day, had to fire them, and took 10 years to come out. So,
that's heartbreaking, 134 employees. I don't know of any conscientious business person that just doesn't feel, it's horrible.
It was horrified. But there's, you know, and it's a question of, okay, you've got to survive. They had 80% of their of their eggs in one basket, which is one of the stories that's in here, and things not to do. And the federal government basically said, we're not doing this anymore. So one day, 80% of her business evaporated.
Oh, that's, you know, when you hear stories like that, you just shudder. And for those of you are that of weak heart, don't become an entrepreneur. Because
yes.
When you are in business for yourself, you have the total responsibility. It is 24/7. There are no shortcuts. And I wish we had a surplus of fairy godmothers or, you know, whatever, godfathers that are out there. We all wish we could have some. Now, you made a statement in your book that there's over 23 million small business owners in the United States, and they are the backbone.
Absolutely.
Of this nation. Absolutely the backbone. Where did you find the individuals about that these stories in here came from? How did you meet them? Where did you locate them? And were they eager to share with you their experiences?
Actually, we interviewed about 60 people for
mm-hmm.
the book, and there are 50 in there. I sent a letter to the top 250 chambers of commerce in the United States and said, I have a publisher interested in writing this book. I've got several of the stories. Here's what we're looking for. Are any of your members, are there any stories that any of your members willing to share? And amazingly enough, the stories came pouring in. I think all of us who are entrepreneurs and all of us who are small business owners want to help other people. We want to help them not make the mistakes we made, not go through the heartaches we made, not spend the money that we made, or you know, spend the money that we did,
mm-hmm.
so that we save them from making those mistakes. Now, they'll make others, but why should they make the ones we made?
I couldn't agree with you more. There are so many people I know that when I went through what I call my bummers, when I went through those situations and other people crossed my path, I'm delighted to share it with them because I would not want someone to go through what I've gone through.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. This is the ugly truth about small business is a story of hope. It's a story of, yes, there are times you feel alone. Yes, some bad things will happen to you, but yes, you can survive them. And here are some things to be careful for so that you don't make these mistakes and you can do really well.
You talk in your book about passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that word. Now, we're not talking about romance up on the big screen here, folks. We are talking about a passion for what we do. How would you describe that word, passion?
Passion is a belief in what you're doing, a love for what you're doing, the fact that you can't wait to get up in the morning and do whatever you're doing. And even when in bad days, you remember why you're doing what you're doing, and that helps get through the bad times.
Now, here you are with your company in your business, very successful at this time, growing and expanding. When you look back on your particular experience, Ruth, what words of wisdom relative to your experience would you want to share with other people?
Never give up. There's always a way out of this. And that is really what keeps you going through the dark days. And if you know that what you're doing is right and you have the belief in yourself and what you're doing is right, you will find a way to get it done.
My guest is Ruth King. Her wonderful book is The Ugly Truth About Small Business. This is a book I would recommend highly if you're wanting to explore being an entrepreneur. If you are an entrepreneur and maybe you've hit bottom or you've got questions, you're perplexed about things, when you can see what other people have experienced, and you can literally walk the walk with them through these stories in her book. You know, those never saw it coming things that can go wrong. There are options that you can work with in here, and I think that that is what makes your book so very strong. Let's talk about Bob Bro, who is the CEO for Total Computer Systems.
Okay.
And he said he bought the wrong business. Now, that is something that happens with a lot of people because they think you're going to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us Bob's story.
Well, Bob actually bought the wrong business, and he ended up trying to give the business back to the person that he bought it to, and the paperwork was not done properly, and as a result of it, he was being sued, and all these things were happening to him as a result of the fact that he had bought this business. And he knew instantly after he bought it that the business was not going to be successful. and he tried to give it back, and as a result, went, you know, everything went bankrupt, and he was out looking for, he went to his wife and said, I'm going to have a job until I get ready to start the next business. And his wife kind of looked at him, and she didn't want him to do it, and he said to her, if you want to be married to me, I'm going to do it again. So get used to it. And they're still married, happily married, and everything else like that. I've talked to him since then. And as a result of what happened, he ended up with his CPA who had another partner who invested in his next business.
Mm-hmm.
And that business is doing very, very well. It was growing, and he wanted to buy out the CPA and the CPA's partner, and he did. And the CPA said, bring two stock certificates. And the CPA actually signed over the stock certificates to his two children, which was such a really, really cool story.
Wow.
And actually believed in what he was doing enough to actually give the stock to the kids.
That's
and so as a result of that, his kids are now doing well and others are doing well, and he's continuing on. His business is just, this one, it was the right business. And that really brings out a point of, if you are going to buy a business, if you are going to invest in a franchise, it's like a marriage. Hopefully you have a phenomenal marriage, especially with franchises, but you've got to find the right franchise. And if you're going to buy a business, it has to be the right business. And I've got a list of 134 due diligence questions to answer that I would be happy to email anybody.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. All right. So that's how many due diligence questions you think
134.
You have? 134 due diligence. And this is for anything that has to do with franchises.
Yeah, actually, with buying a business.
All right. That is absolutely wonderful. So we'll be able to get contact information where people will be able to email you or
right.
maybe even call you. So we'll be giving that out towards the bottom of the hour. I really liked what you said about how he handled the various situations, and when I was listening to you, one of the most poignant, significant points is that this man developed relationships with people,
mm-hmm.
with his CPA, and
right.
there was this understanding of trust, and everything was done honorably, and I think that with that positioning, he was so, I would say, fortunate. But because of his due diligence and his persistence and his follow-through, the confidence of the people that supported him in the business did not waver.
And he didn't give up, and they saw that. They
mm-hmm.
saw him go through tough times. They saw him with a willingness to learn from his mistakes and try again. There's one really neat thing about being an American is the fact that we accept risk. We accept that there is failure sometimes, and they... Unlike a lot of the European countries where it's a shame to go out of business, it's not in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is, I think that is what's so wonderful, because you are in a position, if you fall down, just like your dad said, you can pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again.
That's those exactly what you do.
From a very famous song, but nonetheless very valuable. Now, I know we're going to go on a break. For those of you that are just tuning in to this broadcast, I'm Donna Sebo. My guest is Ruth King. We are talking about her very, very interesting and informative book, The Ugly Truth About Small Business. 50 Never Saw It Coming Things That Can Go Wrong. These are real stories about real people. They're not all multimillionaires. These are people that are in small businesses that are out there taking care of what needs to be taken care of, paying their dues, and then some. Now, I want to let you know, towards the bottom of the hour, we will be giving out contact information because Ruth will be happy to email to you, if you're interested, 134 questions. She calls them due diligence questions if you're interested in buying a business. Great resource and tool to have. So we're going to be taking a break in just a few seconds here. When we come back, we are going to be sharing some very significant stories, and the next one I'm going to be talking about is called The Grave Dancer, and this is about dealing with a bank. This is a red flag special. If you're an entrepreneur, you're not going to want to miss it. If you have someone that's going into business, you're going to want to perk up your ears. It will make a difference in your life. So don't you go away. Donna Sebo here. We'll be back with Ruth King, The Ugly Truth About Small Business, in just a moment. Don't you go away.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and we are interviewing Ruth King. Her wonderful book, The Ugly Truth About Small Business. We don't want to hear the downside usually, but Ruth is presenting real-life stories in this book, 50 Things Where You Never Saw It Coming, Things That Can Go Wrong, and What You Can Do About It. Ruth, before we went on break, I mentioned that I wanted to have you share the story about the grave dancer, Ron Detchen, who is the president and CEO of ImproMed, Inc.
Right.
This man has a story that made my spine just go brrr.
And mine, too, as a result of his story, which I'll tell in a second. I changed the way I do my banking.
Oh, this was scary.
Yes.
This was really, really scary.
Yeah. He started out, and he was in the Navy, and when he was discharged, he didn't want to do electronics work. He'd always liked cars, and he went to Mexico with a friend and basically had $125 in his pocket and came back, I think, with 3 cents in his pocket. And he found out he was good at selling, so he tried that for a little while. And then he went back to Wisconsin and started into foreign cars, and he started buying run-down real estate and fixing it up and either selling it or leasing it. And a friend came to him with a business, and he invested in this particular business. Now, I'm telling you this because there are a lot of different businesses and things that he did and loans that he took out, all with this one particular bank and this one particular bank president. And he got very well known at this bank, and he was doing a lot of business with this bank, and he had a $500,000 line of credit with ImproMed, which is a software company for pet vitamins or something. I apologize, Ron, for doing pet type of computer and running veterinarian clinics and things like that. And they got a new bank president who wanted to sell this particular bank, and he didn't like the loans that Ron had in his bank for a lot of them. For what reasons, we don't know. And he called him to the bank and told him to get his loans out of his bank by Friday, and this was Tuesday. And he had a payroll to make on Friday. He had his lines of credit, and he had his home mortgage and everything. He saw his whole life coming and crashing down before his eyes. And he just walked out of there absolutely stunned. And, you know, it was like the emotions were taking over, so he couldn't think logically. And one of the expressions that he used is that if you are emotional, you can't think logically. You've got to get through the emotion as fast as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
So he called his attorney, and they got the line of credit worked out so that he would be able to make payroll on that Friday. And within 30 days, he had all of the money out of that particular bank. And he said at that point, he has bank money in all the banks in the areas that he's in Wisconsin, and he will not do business with one bank anymore.
That, to me, was such a terrifying story. But I have to tell you, I heard that story many years ago about someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I can recall a CPA saying you should never keep anything more than, let's say, $100,000 in any bank, or, you know, distribute your stuff around. Because if there is a change in staff, like this new bank president that came in, all of a sudden it's his agenda. It's not the agenda of, he wasn't the person that was concerned with the people that were doing business at the bank, which a good bank president would be. Mm-hmm. But I've seen this happen. And it is a terrifying thing. So what were the lessons that he really learned?
Number one, do not keep all of your money in one bank.
Yes, absolutely number one.
And number two is, and it's something that I have always kept in the back of my mind, is that fear begins when emotions take over. And you've got to get rid of the emotion and become logical. And I've tried to always do that. I mean, that was another thing. His story amongst all of the stories really resonated with me because of the way he handled things most of the time as a business person. And this one thing just bit him in the butt,
mm-hmm.
that he never saw this coming. And as a result, oh, my gosh, I almost lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do? We don't keep all of our money in one place, and we just try to react and think logically, because when we're emotional and the fear is there, we can't think.
Oh, that's so true. I've been there. I mean, I don't know of anybody in business that hasn't been there.
Mm-hmm.
You get paralyzed. You think of all the worst-case scenarios. You can't. You know, you're just so stressed, you just are beside yourself. And that's when it's a good idea to have a good mentor somewhere that
right.
you can talk with. It's not going to be personal about this. They're going
mm-hmm.
to be able to detach. That's invaluable, I think.
And not only that, a great board of advisors is critical for business. You may not want your banker on there as a result of the story, but
no kidding.
People who you trust, people who are in allied businesses, have been in business for years, who are not your competition, have been through what you're going through, are
mm-hmm.
so great to have as mentors and advisors that you can call and say, what do you think? This just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they can tell you from their perspective.
J. Paul Getty had an attitude, and of course this man was a multi-billionaire many, many years ago, and I read something that he made in which he made a statement, and that was his attitude was, give yourself 24 hours, whether it was investing or doing anything. Now, I know some situations are like immediate right here, right now, but most of the time you have a certain period,
mm-hmm.
and like this gentleman knew that he had to contact his attorney immediately because the bank president was calling his bluff in some respects
mm-hmm.
and was trying to be dominant. And he had to do that. He had to play hardball.
Right. And he didn't think about calling his attorney until the next day, actually.
Correct.
He walked out of there so stunned. His wife even said, when she read this story, said, this was the only time in my life I have ever seen you in fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as a result of it, obviously, he's gone on and done very, very well.
Well, let's talk about a gentleman, Frank Schimici.
Uh-huh.
And he is the CEO of Ireland Corporation in Woodinville, Washington, which
mm-hmm.
is the state.
Not too far, probably.
That's right. It's not all that far away from where I am. And this is a man who says, I am not your typical entrepreneur, because he came from a Fortune 50 company,
mm-hmm.
and he was accustomed to dealing with amounts of money that I have never experienced in my life, $100 million or more in expenditures. Tell us his story, because it is significant. Here's a guy that accustomed to dealing with big numbers and in the, you know, the swing in millions on more than one level. What happened with Frank?
Yeah. He was dealing with millions with basically somebody else's money. And he said, okay, I'm so smart, let's see whether I can really do this on my own. And that happened at the same time as one of his colleagues came to him and said, I want you to buy this business. He was working for this particular company. It was not in good shape, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as a result of it, Frank initially looked at the financials and said, no. The guy said, came back to him and said, I really want you to invest in this business and buy this business. He said, no, again, why don't you do it? And the guy told him, well, I don't have the money to do this. So by the third time, he actually came back and said, okay, I will invest in this business and I will do it. Well, even with all the due diligence that he did, he found out that it was not in worse shape than he actually thought it was. And they did worse, were doing worse than they actually had on the financials. But, you know, he said, I'm into it, let's do it, I believe in this. And he actually took huge numbers of product lines and found a niche where he wouldn't have to compete with the big boys. And he stopped all the other production of all the other product lines and built the niche. Now, this took putting in, you know, lots and lots of money, and he had some partners who were willing to go along with the risk with him, who he went back to when things were really bad, worse than he thought, and said, look, you know, they're worse than I thought. I need X number of dollars more. And as a result of it, they actually put more money in. And what he ended up doing is he went right back to the basics. Most of the people, including the guy who wanted him to purchase the business, are no longer there. But he wanted people who would be really good. They're not interested in fancy salaries. They wanted to produce really, really good products. He had to take quality control and decrease the warranty to something that was, you know, very, very good, from something they were losing. 3 out of 4 of their products were having warranty problems. I mean, he really turned this company around. And they've been profitable. In the book, it was 12 or 13 years, but they've been profitable every year since, more,
right,
probably 15 years now. And,
incredible.
You know, Yeah, and yeah. And he basically said, look, you know, Murphy's going to come bite you in the butt, anticipate what's going on, anticipate what the worst thing that can possibly happen, and just stay with the plan and stick with it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Ruth King's book, The Ugly Truth About Small Business, is a must-have. It is something that will ring some of your chimes and maybe turn on the lights in the brain department in a way that you would never have expected. Now, let me give out her website, because this is significant, because she will be happy to email you 134 due diligence questions. You go to business, and that's the whole word, businesstvchannel.com. businesstvchannel.com. She has an 800 number, 511-6844. That's 800-511-6844. You can also email her, Ruth King at businesstvchannel.com. Ruth King at businesstvchannel.com. Ruth, this has been an absolute delight. Thank you for being my guest. I think you have done the business person, or the potential business person, a wonderful service by putting this book out. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you, Donna, for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break in a moment. I'd like for you to write down these two telephone numbers, 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313, because when we come back, those phone lines will be open. 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. This is Donna Sebo. This is the Mind Power Hour, and you are going to be able to call in just a little bit if you so desire. We'll be back.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo, and we are in the Hour of Mind Power, as we are every afternoon, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 Pacific Time. And, of course, if you're on the East Coast, it's 6 to 7 your time. If you're on Central, it is 5 to 6 your time. And wherever else you are in the world, know that you can call in, because I will be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. You can call one of these two numbers, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 or 888-268-5227. 4313. That's 888-268-4313. And all we need from you is your first name or your initial, and I'd like to know where you are calling from. Someone contacted me and wanted to know how often they could call in if they wanted to get a reading from me on air. And I'd recommend, you know, if you wanted to do it, if you've called in, then call in about a month or so. Let other people have the opportunity if you would like to do that. And that's what we would prefer. So again, 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. Margaret Mead was a woman who was unorthodox in many of her ways of speaking and demonstrating things. She took an unusual path, and it was a path of being an anthropologist. But I liked her attitude about so many things, and I have a deep respect for the woman and regard for what she was able to accomplish in her lifetime. She made this statement, and I thought it was a very good one to share with you today. This is what Margaret said. Other people attempt to live their lives backwards. They try to have more things or more money in order to do more of what they want, so they'll be happier. The way it actually works is the reverse. You must first be who you really are, then do what you need to do in order to have what you want. Now, some of you may be saying, I don't know what I want, Donna. I haven't a clue. Well, many times you do know what you want, but it takes a willingness to examine and also a willingness to explore. Often we get into our little boxes, our habits, our particular experiences may give us certain points of information, good, bad, or indifferent, and we may think that that's all that there is, and it isn't. Life has so much to offer. There is so much out there. We just have no idea what we can do for ourselves. And let me share this story with you, and it has a great deal to do with giving an understanding about what we think and what we do go hand in hand many times to create the very difficulties we say we don't want. There was an insurance agent who had been called out to inspect a damage to a home that had caught fire after it had been struck by lightning. These things happen. Nobody has any control over them. Obviously, it's going to be very devastating to whomever it happens to. And there was an elderly gentleman that lived in the house, and when the insurance agent introduced himself and told him he was there to evaluate everything and to help him out, make sure that he got his check and so that he could rebuild, the gentleman said to him, everything I had of value was in that house. Well, the agent responded to him when he made that comment, I don't want you to worry. We're going to take care of you. We are the insurance company, and we will cover whatever needs to be covered. Until then, just cherish the memories you had in this house and think about all the new ones you're going to start to make when all of this is behind you. Well, to his surprise, the elderly gentleman said, memories have no real value. I don't need sentimentality. I need money. I'm destitute. Well, the insurance agent thought for a moment. He was younger, obviously, than this gentleman who was his client. And he thought of his own family and how much they meant to him, and through the years he had seen so much devastation that was left behind after storms and various tragedies that occurred and unfortunate events. And he felt that his most valued possessions were his memories of time that he spent with his wife and his children, with the people that were most significant to him. And he looked at this elderly gentleman, and he said to himself, if this is all this man values in his life, then he really is destitute. He also thought to himself, the only man who cannot change his mind is a man who hasn't got one. And I really like that last sentence. Let me repeat it. The only man who cannot change his mind is a man who hasn't got one. And Edward Noyes Westcott is the person that wrote that story, and I really thought it was a significant one. What are you going to put your value on? Life presents us with all kinds of challenges. A guest that I had, her book was all about various challenges that business people have. Well, challenges come in all sizes, shapes, colors. And it is something that when they happen, you have to make a determination of not being in fear. And when Ruth made that comment, I thought, oh, that's so true. I know I've had experiences where I just, all of a sudden, my mind would take off and just race and race and race, and I'd figure out so many ways why something wouldn't work. Haven't you been there? I know I have, more than once. And so as I have matured as an individual, I find that that may still happen. However, there's a part of me that says there's got to be another way to handle this. So a word of wisdom that I'll just share with you, that Ruth shared with you, and I share it with you too, and that is, don't wallow in the fear. If you're in a situation where other people are wallowing in fear and you're not fearful, then lift them up a little bit or just get about the business of doing. Don't deal in fear. Because when you deal with the fear, when that's what you magnify, boy, it has a way of giving you exactly what you earnestly and most sincerely don't want in your life. Fear, I have always felt, is like a two-edged sword. It can work for you and help you chop down big things in your life that need to be out of the way, or you can turn it on yourself and chop off your own legs. You don't need to do that. So remember, you're the one that wields the sword of control over your mind and your attitudes and your emotions. And it doesn't mean you're not going to be human and have those moments. Of course, but it's when you're consciously present and realize that you can deal with them and you can handle them effectively and well that it makes such a difference in your life. And then you become an inspiration for other people because they say, wow, if you can do it, I can do it. And that's a real good thing. And that's why we're all teachers in our own way. So what are we teaching? What do we want to teach? That's just something I share with you.
We have someone
online. Tuck that away in your mental bucket of goodies to carry around.
We have someone online for you. Would you
like? This is Donna Sebo.
We have someone online for you.
And if you would like to call in and chat with me, telephone lines are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. And all I'll need from you is your first name or initial, and I always like to know where you're calling from because that's always so much fun to hear. We get calls from all over. We get calls from Europe and all over the country, so it's just a delight.
Well, we have a caller online. Would you like me
to... Oh, that would be wonderful.
You
let's go to our
it.
Caller. Hello, caller. Welcome. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Donna.
Hi, first name or initial?
This is Dr. Pat.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
I was just calling in to tell you how wonderful it is to hear you on the radio.
Well, bless your heart.
And how absolutely jazzed I am that you are with BBS Radio. And, man, I am so looking forward to all of the recipes that you're going to be giving out, all of the great people you're going to be helping, and I am totally jazzed for you. I absolutely love you.
Well, you're just a sweetheart. Thanks so much. You've given me a wonderful gift this afternoon.
I want you to absolutely know that we're rooting for you. We're telling people where you are, and I'm going to keep doing that.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. Now, you're here on BBS. It's 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening.
We're
going to
be
not?
Starting next week, I think, at 6 o'clock, right?
Wonderful.
Yep.
Well, that must be exciting for you, too, because you are a radio personality that just absolutely loves sharing with people just as much as I do.
That's right. We'll kind of be like cousins. Well, we're sitting in the office here listening to you, and while I miss you at 8 o'clock, I'm telling you, I'm loving you at 3.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, thanks ever so much, and say hello to everybody at the station for me.
I will. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Dr. Pat Basile. She is called. She has her program, The Crust Buster, and she's going to be on Wednesday evenings here on BBSRadio.com. And she always has a lot of fun doing her show, and I know that you will enjoy it. That'll be 6 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I would be delighted to have you do that again. Let me give out the number, 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. And we will be on every day, Monday through Friday, from 3 to 4. So just know you're going to be able to call in and participate and tell your friends about the show. Tell them about BBS Radio because we've got programming that is just, well, there's just so many interesting things that you can explore. And, of course, I'm delighted always to share with you whatever I can through my own intuitive insights. I wanted to share this wonderful story by Mark Twain. It's not really a full story. It's one of his comments. He was an animal lover. And I'm not quite sure what book this came out of. This was sent to me by a woman by the name of Linda. And she said it was an animal quote, and I really love animals. And Mark Twain wrote in a particular story that he urged the kings were dangerous. He said, then have cats. He was sure that a royal family of cats would answer every purpose. They would be as useful as any other royal family. They would know as much. They would have the same virtues and the same treacheries. The same disposition to get up shindies with other royal cats. They would be laughably vain and absurd and never know it. They would be totally inexpensive. Finally, they would have as sound a divine right as any other royal house. The worship of royalty being founded in unreason, these graceful and harmless cats would easily become as sacred as any other royalties, and indeed more so because it would presently be noticed that they hanged nobody, beheaded nobody, imprisoned nobody, inflicted no cruelties or injustices of any sort, and so must be worthy of a deeper love and reverence than the customary human king, and would certainly get it. politicians beware, you might be replaced by kitty cats. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break in just a moment. Linda, thank you very much. I don't know what book of Mark Twain's that was out of, but that's a good one. Good example. Gee, wouldn't that resolve a few problems? Turn the government over to cats. Ah, yes. Okay, Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. And when we come back, I do have a recipe for you. Pat says, Donna, I hope you give them out. Yes, I've got one. How about a polenta pie? Mm-hmm. Or maybe pork tenderloin medallions with raisin sauce? I wonder. Don't you go away now. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Okay, I decided I was going to share the recipe about pork tenderloin medallions with raisin sauce. If you want to call in and chat with me and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, here's the telephone number, 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. Now, by the way, tomorrow is going to be an open mic day, so I will not be having a guest, but next week we are going to have a tremendous lineup of people. We're going to have James Green, If There's One Thing I've Learned, wonderful, wonderful book, and then we're going to talk to Feather Foster. We're going to talk about the ladies at the White House. Ladies, a conjecture of personalities. Jim Trippin is going to be my guest, How Millionaires Stay Rich Forever. Then we're going to be talking about Sparky, the little dog that beat cancer, and how to overcome workplace conflict, Anna Maravella. So we have some wonderful people next week. Be sure and tell your friends and invite them to listen. And remember, the shows are archived, so if you miss a show, you can go to the archives, and you're going to be able to hear these programs. So pass the word to your friend to go to bbsradio.com, go to Donna Sebo, the Donna Sebo Show, and you'll find the archive button that you can tap and be able to listen to shows. Pork tenderloin medallions with raisin sauce. Now, this is a recipe from Sabel Pascal, and this is so easy. All you're going to need is a half a cup of honey, one teaspoon of Dijon mustard, a tablespoon of oat flour, two tablespoons of red wine vinegar, two tablespoons of lemon juice, a quarter of a teaspoon of lemon zest. Fresh is best. Dried, if you don't have fresh, use the dried. One and a quarter cups of water, a third of a cup of seedless raisins, one and a half to 2 pounds of pork tenderloin cut into 1-inch thick medallions. Really easy. 1.5 to 2 pounds of pork tenderloin cut into 1-inch thick medallions. A little bit of allspice, some ground cloves, salt and pepper, and then you'll need 2 teaspoons tablespoons of olive oil. Allspice, ground cloves, salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons of olive oil. This is how simple it is. You're going to make your raisin sauce first. And you do that by combining your honey, your mustard, and flour in a heavy saucepan at medium heat. Add your red wine vinegar. Of course, you're stirring all of this. Then your lemon juice and your lemon zest. And you stir it until it's all dissolved. You add your water and your raisins, bring it to a boil, reduce the heat and simmer about 15 minutes, and it'll get nice and thick. But you have to stir it frequently. You just don't let it sit there, otherwise it's going to burn on you. So you want to stir it often and don't have it on too high a heat. Remember, you want to have it on medium heat. Now, once it's nice and thick, you remove the pan from the heat. Now, your medallions, you want to sprinkle them thoroughly on both sides with your ground cloves and allspice, salt, and pepper. So whatever your taste buds dictate, just have a nice little mixture there, and just sprinkle it there in the pan. You've got your olive oil in a large skillet. Remember, you had your 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Where you put that in a heavy skillet, a large one over high heat. Once it's hot, add your medallions, making sure you don't want them overlapping in the pan. You want them all nice and flat in the pan. That's why you need a big one. And if you don't have a big pan, you need to do this in batches so that you don't overlap them. You want them, again, flat in the pan. You cook about 2 to 3 minutes per side until they're browned. And once all the medallions have been browned, cover them with a raisin sauce, reduce the heat to low, and cook partly covered. Don't put the lid totally down. Partly cover them for about 15 or 20 minutes until they're tender. Serve it with some brown rice or mashed potatoes or with veggies, whatever you like, in a salad. But, oh, that is just absolutely wonderful. Pork tenderloin medallions with raisin sauce. Well, I know we've only got a couple of minutes left here before we're going to be out of time with the show. So what I want to do is to remind you that we've got guests that are coming up next week. Tomorrow now is going to be an open mic hour. So if you want to call in at any time during the hour, you're going to be able to do that. And I'm so delighted to be a part of the broadcasting team with BBSRadio.com. Because I have such a passion for what I do, I really, really enjoy bringing to you people from all walks of life, from all levels of experience and knowledge, to share their stories. And so many of them have their own special twist, their own special message that they want to give. And if you're like me, an avid reader, you will realize that books are something that can take you into a world that maybe you've never dared explore. Open up horizons of opportunity for yourself because you're willing to educate yourself. And I'm a strong believer in that. You never have it all. You never know it all. And I'm so grateful for all of these wonderful people who have decided to put their materials into print so that I have the privilege of reading it. And believe me, I consider it a privilege. And then I can share it with you. And that's what the Donna Sebo Show is all about. Plus sharing with you my intuitive insights. So I really am so delighted to be a part of this team. And I invite you, Monday through Friday, to tune into this program, tell your friends about it, and know that if you miss it during the day, you can always go to the archives and listen to the show at your leisure later on. Donna Sebo here, and I want to give you my guests again that are going to be on next week. We're going to have James Green, If There's One Thing I've Learned. Fabulous, fabulous books, a lot of insight here and wisdom. Feather Foster on Tuesday. We're going to talk about the First Ladies of the White House. And the book is titled, Ladies, A Conjecture of Personalities. And, these ladies are fascinating. They have a lot to say. Jim Trotson is How Millionaires Stay Rich Forever. If you want to become a millionaire, then you're going to want to know how you can keep your money so that it keeps clicking away and growing for you. And Jim is going to share that with us. John Clifton is going to be talking to us about Sparky. This is a little terrier that has just done wonderful things because he's proven that you can beat cancer. Sparky had cancer at the age of 6. He is now 12 and going strong. And then Anna Maravellas, How to Overcome Workplace Conflict. Wonderful people, wonderful stories. And my goodness, we are out of time. For those of you that would like to get in touch with me personally, if you want to, you can always call my office, which is 800-872-8852. But remember, above all things, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't ever forget, your mind belongs to you. Life happens, but you belong to you. And as long as you nourish that, as long as you take pride in that, you will never find you're alone in this experience of life. You'll find you're a very rich human being, and you have a lot to share with a lot of people. It's a great day to be alive. Go for it. This is your day to experience nothing but the best. Donna Sebo here. I'm saying goodbye for now, but we'll be with you tomorrow, so don't you go away. Remember, keep that button for the Donna Sebo Show just a touch away. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.